Hello friends, I'm Pedro, and we are in a sedentary apocalypse. So you better not be sitting for what I'm about to tell you. Because if you are, you might just be in the death grip of sedentary inertia. Sedentary inertia is the phenomenon where the more sedentary you are, the more desirable it becomes to remain sedentary. In this day and age, pretty much anything we could possibly desire is at our fingertips, thus reducing the need to move, making it easy to understand why most people are falling victims to sedentary inertia. Our work is done sedentary, our education and entertainment are done pretty much exclusively in the clutches of our couches. What's next? Drones coming in through our windows and putting food in our mouths? Think of sedentary inertia as negative momentum. The more you are at rest, the harder it is to get off your butt. A nefarious adaptation. Sedentary inertia is, at its core, an impressive demonstration of our most valuable human skill, our incredible ability to adapt to any situation. Eons of evolution have honed our skills to be able to adapt to a variety of challenges, environments, and threats. However, it is this very strength that is now biting us in the butt, quite literally. Sedentary inertia is a prime example of the double-edged sword of adaptability. Our bodies begin to conserve energy when it realizes just how little you move throughout the day, adjusting your metabolism and your mindset to better suit your sedentary lifestyle. And in the age of excess comfort, our adaptability is becoming our downfall. The snowball effect of sedentary behavior. The peril with sedentary inertia is in its self-perpetuating nature. It's a diabolical feedback. One day of choosing the couch over a walk can cascade into weeks, months, or even worse, the rest of your highly comfortable yet very unhealthy days. The more we give in to the comforts of inactivity, the greater the mental and physical barriers become to breaking out of this death loop. Because sedentary behaviors feed on itself, inactivity breeds more inactivity. Societal implications. This isn't just about you, although I know you'd like it to be. It's about society as a whole. Industries, from gaming to social media, to movies, to fast food, capitalize on and even reinforce our inclinations to be sedentary. This is because, and I've covered this in a previous video, the more sedentary we are, the more receptive and the more reactive we become. These industries understand sedentary inertia because they know that if you are very sedentary, their products and services become ever-present and more essential to your daily life. Breaking the cycle. Fortunately, not all is lost. As I've stated in the intro, our incredible ability to adapt is our foremost weapon against the sedentary apocalypse. No matter how well molded our bodies are to the couch, we can always break the cycle and become readapted to an active lifestyle. We can create active inertia, a state where being physically active becomes easier and easier. All it takes is 1,000 small choices. The choice to get up every hour and take 20 steps. The choice to go up a flight of stairs whenever possible. The choice to read a book while standing. The choice to take a meeting while walking. The choice to exercise 5 to 10 minutes every day. The choice to take a standing break between episodes of your favorite show. Eventually, our bodies and our minds adapt to frequent movement, and we become predisposed to physical activity. We can also use the wonderful technology we have at our disposal to our advantage. You can, for example, set a recurring timer to let you know to move every 60 minutes. You can set up alarms and notifications to let you know that it's time to stand up. You can get your family involved to keep you accountable. Together, we can slowly become readapted to activity and defeat sedentary inertia. Conclusion. The sedentary lifestyle is one of the greatest threats to humanity. Sedentary inertia makes defeating it a challenge, and not one that is unsurmountable. Remember, inertia works both ways. Whether you're increasingly sedentary or increasingly active, your bodies will adapt to your choices. So what will you choose? Today, you can start escaping the death grip of sedentary inertia. Good luck, my friend.